Blog Talk Radio.
Have you guys been making any adjustments?
Oh, this is an Open Talk Radio 313 Flash production.
Alright, Game Chat Podcast, we're live. It is, what's the date today? Thursday, May 13th. Joined by the Cecil Brothers, Peter, Philip, how are you guys doing?
Awesome.
I don't know, I think we're going to have, I think Colin Reed will be here soon, and same with Anthony and Mitch might come over, we'll see. We were just talking about their lacrosse game from last night.
That's bomb.
What was the final score?
14-3.
No, it was more than that.
It was 14-3.
So I looked at the final score.
It was ugly.
Yeah.
Could you guys hear us in the stands?
There was times, but that's the best part about Dolphins. It's just like everybody always goes to the games, and they always love to just like annoy everybody. Yeah.
That was pretty fun. Me and all my friends just yelling at the Russian stuff. That was so fun. Stuart wanted to get kicked out.
Hey, tomorrow. Got one more chance.
Yeah, true.
That one was too.
Yeah, Reed said that 22, like, started saying something. He said he thought it was funny.
The people that were talking trash were the kids that went to school.
Really?
Like, it was just the kids that didn't do anything that were talking trash.
Who were their, like, studs? Wasn't number 15?
Number 22 is really good.
22?
I don't know how good 15 was.
Well, I realized, like, in the first half, like, whenever he went out there, like, they subbed you in to guard him.
No, I just picked him up because he's a big guy. I'm like, okay, he's probably the best.
Was he the outside linebacker for Woodinville?
I don't know.
Okay. 22 didn't do much because Reed guarded him the whole time.
Reed actually had, like, a surprisingly good game.
Yeah.
The thing is, our team, we played fine. It was just, we never, like, actually stopped them when they went inside. They just had, like all of their shots were good.
Yeah, near the end, like, they would just, like, drive in on you guys, and, like, nobody would step up and take them. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a rough game.
How many shots did you have
I think goal? I think I most, I might have had the most shots out of maybe not the most, but I had three
as a defender.
Three as a defender.
Wow.
I really was hoping that one of those would go in.
Yeah, that one where you just like literally just
I pushed it
everybody.
I wasn't even moving that much. I was just pushing.
So like what's going through your brain during that?
I always screw it up though, because like I always end up nobody's looking or I'm never looking. Like I try to plow through everybody, and then I can never get the pass out.
Yeah. Who got in the box?
Trevor, Sean, Trevor. Rice.
Did you get flagged at all?
Dude, the rest were terrible.
Yeah,
there
was.
There was one. Jack, did you see that one? One where I took it all the way up the field, and then I got pushed on top of another Woodville guy all the way down onto him. And then they took it up and then scored. And I was like, wait, that's not our ball? What's going on?
All right, what do you guys want to talk about today?
NBA playoffs.
NBA playoffs?
Yeah.
Okay, let's look at the standings right now. So
LeBron deserves to be in the play-in.
The play-in game starts on Tuesday.
Blazers are in, like, the fifth seed right now.
They moved up over the Mavericks, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. We got... Yeah, so Portland's fifth. Dallas sixth. And then the Lakers. Yeah, Lakers seven.
Nuggets eight?
No.
What?
Nuggets are three.
Nuggets
are four, yeah.
Oh, four,
wow.
Okay.
Oh, right.
And then you got... So Golden State and Memphis are locked in.
Yeah.
I guess the Kings still can get in over the Spurs, but that's probably not going
to
happen.
I would hate to be a Kings fan. I just feel so bad. Like,
yeah,
they have such a good young core, but, like, they can never make it. And they have Luke Walton.
So then, I didn't – the Golden State could get passed by Memphis.
Right. So would that be the play-in game right now?
Right now, the
play-in
game would be L.A., Golden State.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about the East.
If Golden State and the Lakers play each other in the play-in game, it'll be more watched than the NBA Finals. It'll be the most watched NBA game this season, which is sad that I'd be playing a game. But I was talking about it last night with my buddies, and we were like, it's probably going to be a blowout. Like, the Lakers are probably blowing them out. Like, Steph has to be unconscious for them to win that game.
Yeah.
Or even compete in that game. Like, he has to be on fire for them to compete.
I really hope so.
And they don't have Wiseman either, so that kind of hurts.
Yeah, no, it'll be tough for them to do anything. But it'd still be a must-watch game. I mean, Steph and LeBron are easily still the two most recognizable NBA names.
Yeah.
What is the East? So, the East is already set, pretty much.
And I think there's the three top teams, and then the rest of the teams just... I mean, the Heat, I guess, could make it. But
are they not in
Atlanta? No. Like, the top six teams are Philadelphia, Brooklyn, Milwaukee, Atlanta, and Miami.
Wow, Atlanta's four?
Yeah.
So they're already all set. And then Boston, Charlotte, Indiana, and Washington's pretty much in it as well, because Chicago's not going to...
Yeah.
They're 2.5 games back, but good for Washington to make it in. They were like 1-15 or whatever, or 3-15 maybe to start the season.
Yeah, they did have a really
good
stretch.
That was tough. So they'll play Indiana. I think Washington's got a good shot to make the playoffs. Like, Russell Westbrook is Beal healthy, though? You guys know?
I feel like there's always something wrong with him.
He hasn't played recently.
The last
I think somebody is on the Pacers.
Mm-hmm. Jalen Brown's out, so I don't think
they'll probably make it.
Who's on the Pacers?
Sabonis, Brogdon,
Caris LeVert.
I heard something like they were like one of the only teams, like one of only like five teams to have three players averaging 20 points a game. It's those two guys.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Brogdon's didn't play well last game. Yeah, and now you're right. So they're and it's 20.4, 20.8, and 21.
I think the Eastern Conference is pretty much closed off to the top three teams.
I don't even think Milwaukee's up there. I hate Milwaukee.
Really?
I hate Milwaukee.
I'm also a Milwaukee hater.
I think they're such frauds.
Yeah.
Didn't they lose in the first round last year?
Yes, they did.
Did they? No.
Because they lost to the Heat.
No, they lost.
Oh wait, no, they beat the Pistons and they lost.
That's crazy to think that the Pistons were in the playoffs a year ago.
They're just so awful. Right? They were in the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
Wow.
I actually think the West is way more wide open than the East.
Yeah. Well, I think the East is pretty much just Brooklyn's to lose.
Yeah.
I don't see the Knicks.
I'm kind of feeling a little scared about the Jazz now. Me and Peter were talking, we were like, the Jazz might actually have a shot at, like,
they actually have a decent
winning
shot.
The finals.
Really?
But
they
just
lost last night to Portland.
Right. They've dropped, like, five games in a row.
But all I'm saying is they have people that have played in the playoffs. They have an experienced team.
Yeah.
They've only lost two in a row.
And they haven't been playing Donovan Mitchell or Mike Conley, so...
Will they be ready for the playoffs?
Yeah. They don't want to get them injured.
I hate when people say for teams. I hate when that happens.
Yeah, wow. Their starting lineup against Portland last night was Joe Ingles, Gobert. I don't even know who this guy is.
We watched George's
Niang.
Yeah.
Who is that?
He's like a four. They were starting, like, we were watching the game yesterday, and everybody on the court was either a forward or a Gobert.
Bogdan, yeah, Royce O'Neal.
Yeah.
You guys think the Jazz can make a run?
I think
if you asked me a month ago, I would have said yes, but I don't know about now.
I think Phoenix
losing
is
two
better.
Games isn't a
yeah.
Isn't a big deal,
I think Phoenix is better than Utah.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
Wiggins
if the Lakers win that, if the Lakers win in the first play-in game and they're a 7 seed,
that'd be tough for Phoenix, sure. I don't think they win that game. But I'd take them to win over
the other teams, any of the other teams.
Yeah, I just think they got a better chance to win the West than Utah. Or, I don't know, the Clippers, I guess, can make a run.
Yeah, all these teams are just, like, just not the same as last year.
I mean, Denver,
like, I feel like everybody's
Denver's awesome. Got a shot at it.
Jamal Murray, though. I don't think they can get it.
They've been fine, though, even without...
Yeah, I saw they went, like, 9-0 without
him.
Well,
they have Gary Harris?
No, it's that Campazzo guy.
Oh.
Is his name Juan?
Oh, yeah. I forgot the Nuggets have Aaron Gordon.
Oh, dude.
Huh.
It's like he did that just to get, like back on the radar, because I have not heard him at all.
Yeah, Michael Porter Jr. has been playing pretty well.
Yeah, he hit 30. Home Mosap and just Green.
Last year, me and Peter had the debate on who's better, Michael Porter Jr. or Bol Bol. Just Peter saw those practice videos. And
he was
you said Bol Bol?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Michael Porter Jr. wasn't doing anything at the time.
Peter, I showed you the stats. Like, when he plays 30 minutes a game, he averages, like, 25 points. Michael Porter Jr. is awesome. There's no way Bol Bol, who plays in the G League, is better than him.
It is LA. LA's probably not going to make it.
Which LA team?
The Lakers. If they want to get out of the playing game. Actually, Minnesota's going to win their next two. It's Toronto and Minnesota.
Toronto fell off so hard. Wait, what? Toronto and Minnesota for what?
For Dallas' next two games. Because if they win both of them, then they're in the play. LA has to play Indiana.
So they'll probably win both of those, which is right.
Yeah, so it's in Dallas.
And Portland. Portland plays the Suns and the Nuggets. I think if they lose both, they're in the playing game.
Yeah, and if both those teams win both.
I think Portland's all healthy, though, right now, which is really surprising, honestly.
Yeah. They play tonight, Portland and Phoenix. They need to win that game. Portland does.
Yeah, me and Peter are not big Devin Booker fans.
You're not big Devin Booker fans? Why?
No. I don't know. I hate Devin Booker.
Kind of just acts hard.
And a little bit annoying. I don't think he's great. I think he had the 7-game run in the playoffs, and it's like, okay, like, he's good, right?
I think he's good, but he's not, like, the next Kobe or anything, like everybody's saying.
He has flashes of potential. Insane.
Right. But you don't think he's... Fair enough.
The Rockets got their next Kobe and Shaq, Kevin Porter Jr. and Christian Wood.
These are Rockets fans.
My Instagram feed is like this G League TV account, and they like post when players from the G League go up and have really big nights, and it's like all Rockets players.
Nobody cares
it's
about
like,
the G League.
No, but like they're in the NBA and they're having like career nights.
The only thing about the G League is the Ignite.
Honestly, with hindsight, like, that was a bad move by him. I don't think he's going to get drafted, like, top five.
Yeah, by who?
Jalen Green.
Because it's weird, because he kind of drops off.
Yeah, I feel like it's just, you could make so much more money, like, if you just went to college.
Really?
Yeah, because
I think he's still going to be a top five pick.
Let's see.
He'll be a top
Cunningham,
five.
Garza.
No, Garza's really? Not even going to get drafted.
Really?
Garza will not be a top five pick, no shot.
I think he'll be a first rounder.
I think he'll be a second rounder.
I think it's just weird because like he's so good in college, but like
he won't be a.
I don't think he doesn't look like he can run the floor. Like, he's so chunky.
It'll be Cade, Evan Mobley from USC.
Yeah.
Jalen Suggs.
I think Johnny Juzang will get drafted.
Yeah, I think he will, but probably not super high either.
Who else is there?
Then I think
Io and Coburn.
Kofi Coburn.
I don't know if those guys are going to go high either. That's what I've heard is that the top five are Suggs, Mobley, Cunningham, and Jalen Green. Or those are the top four.
Who's the other guy that went to the G League?
I'm looking at him right now. It's Jonathan Kumuga?
Yeah,
those are the top five, it looks like. Jalen Johnson from Duke, Scotty Barnes, Florida State, Davion Mitchell.
Oh, Franz Wagner.
Yeah, Moses Moody.
Jalen Johnson.
Hey. Yeah, I don't know.
Davion Mitchell.
But I heard that if Houston doesn't get top four in the lottery, then their pick goes to Oklahoma City.
Oh,
that's tough.
That'd be good.
That would suck if you're Houston, then you're. It's all Houston sports at this point.
Especially if you get like the number five pick.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, I don't believe in Milwaukee.
You need more than, like, Chris Middleton, he's a good scorer, but, like, you can't depend on him every night. Like, Giannis is the only guy who's, like, a guaranteed bucket on that team.
Yeah. I forgot that they made that. They have Drew Holiday. What's he usually put up?
He scores, like, 20 points a game, but probably less than 20. They need him to pass more.
Yeah. I'm looking at their stats right now. DiVincenzo.
He's good. Yeah, he's underrated. Who's MVP?
Who's your MVPs?
I want it to be Joel Embiid, but I think it'll be Jokic.
Do you like Embiid over Jokic?
I would take Embiid over Jokic.
But that's not the answer. Because the thing is, nobody has played enough.
I think without Jokic, the Nuggets, like...
You can't even make it...
I think the Nuggets would still make the playoffs without Jokic. They're basically like the Magic.
For me personally, I think the Nuggets
would make the playoffs without Jokic.
Yeah.
Especially this year with Murray out. Murray got hurt and they didn't lose anything.
That's a different conversation, but they have a good roster.
I think you
I like the Sixers roster better. Okay, look at this. They have besides Jokic. If Murray's hurt, which he was this year, and they still have a 4 seed, Michael Porter Jr., Will Barton, Aaron Gordon.
Oh, I forgot they lost Gary Harris.
Morris. And then Philly.
Morris.
Tobias Harris, Ben Simmons. Matisse Thybul.
Ah, Thybul sucks.
Thybul plays good defense, though. He might be the best. They might have the best perimeter defense. I mean, Steph Curry is pretty good, too.
I love Matisse, but, like, he just – like, I'll check, like, a Sixers game, and it's like he had, like, 2 points.
Just, like, doesn't exist on offense.
They don't care about that, though. He's not there to score.
I saw the stat the other day. He was in for, like, 3 minutes, and he got, like, 6 steals. I was telling Peter about that.
Yes, he did. I don't know if that's not. I don't think you could make an argument for anybody else to win MVP besides Jokic.
I hate the Chris Paul.
Because nobody else has played enough games and put up good enough stats with a good team. Like,
for who?
Besides Jokic, nobody's played enough games.
Yeah.
Like, Embiid was in there. He was a front runner all the way up until All-Star. And then he just
got injured again.
How many games has he played? He's only played 49.
Yeah, and then LeBron's only played like less than 50, I think.
Yeah, he can't win.
What's up, comrades?
What's up, boys?
Ursa.
We're good.
Ursa, how come you didn't come to our lacrosse game last night?
I did. I was there last quarter.
He was?
Yeah. What are we talking about?
I left early. Whoa,
NBA Arena.
What's up, Joe? Got it.
Andy.
He's got that Andy story.
You missed us chirping the refs before game.
Guys?
Did we already give him the overview of the game?
Dude, you got so bodied. It was so funny.
No, you got like table.
Wait, when?
Yes, you were like,
when?
You were like, I'm just getting out of the fight,
and then just got absolutely.
That wasn't body.
There was like eight guys on you.
Yeah, there was like a guy.
Then you're not getting.
And then I was just saying,
I got pushed onto another player.
You guys, also get like more hyped when you make moves and cuts on people. Like,
dude,
what if it was being like
we
mad
scored
annoying.
Three
yeah,
goals?
We didn't
yeah,
do
yeah.
anything.
That's
Adam,
that
offense was so bad.
Remember me to Adam?
Did I not tell you that?
Your offense.
I can't say anything. I'm not gonna.
Adam was talking. He's like defense. You guys got to be better. I was like,
yeah.
We can't win a game if you score three goals.
We can't win a game when we have three-fourths of the game
why don't,
on our
wait,
side.
Why don't you put Bryce
that
in
was
center?
The problem.
Why don't you put
your
Bryce
second,
in center?
Like, we were winning face-offs. Our face-offs
yeah,
were serious.
I think I had the second most shots on the team.
But when...
Yeah, you played D.
What the problem was is our offense was just holding... We weren't moving around. Like,
yeah, you weren't
we
even,
have some athletes on the... We have some athletes
then,
on the offense.
And we're going to get smoked things tomorrow.
Because
yeah.
Trevor isn't playing... Bryce isn't playing, and Sean
why?
Isn't. So Bryce and Sean are big hockey guys, so they're going to Wenatchee for like a
hockey
yeah, or like a tryout or something. And then I think Trevor said he couldn't play for 2 weeks, so like maybe somebody got COVID or something.
That's what I texted him.
Trevor Young?
No, Trevor Pierce.
Yeah.
So basically our entire offense.
I have no idea.
No,
you got Ryan Palmer.
Okay, he owns that goal.
He owns that goal.
Dude, he's a barrel.
Oh my goodness.
Dude, I couldn't tell if it was him or Will.
I thought it was Will for like the first part,
was,
and then I was like,
yeah,
oh, there's no way.
Dude, Will,
we just, the problem was, during our practice, like, our offense wouldn't, like, they would, like, we'd messed around. And like
we were just sophomores. It's all sophomores and like two juniors.
Yeah, but that, like,
no,
like
we have
when we practice, like we just like our offense
really?
Can't
yeah.
can
have any seniors.
I'm the only sophomore
no.
defense. The other two are juniors.
Do they have any seniors?
Here's I'm an LSM. I should
yeah,
play defense.
LSM.
I think after that game, I think Christian should play LSM.
Christian played good.
He played good, but like
what number was he?
21.
We just didn't
lose.
Play.
I thought you played.
I don't know.
He played fine. Yeah.
Well,
okay.
Too young.
Yeah.
Who's 33?
Sean Johnson. Yeah.
He's good.
Yeah.
Sean Johnson.
He's
oh, that's. Oh, yeah. I know Sean.
Yeah.
Who's
16?
E-Fed.
Okay, so you got that one.
He said,
I thought
it was guy's head.
Dude, so he was. So he was trying to take bodies, and then he would just get torched.
He's
just tall, I guess. Like I don't know.
I was shadowing, I don't even remember
I think
that
I was
name,
one of the better players.
He
played
last year at
the EFA. He played defense. He told me he was on the football team. But he
didn't do a lot.
I forgot his name. The guy was guarding 22.
Oh, 22?
Yeah.
That the guy?
Paul guy?
Yeah. He played defense then, I think he said. I don't even remember.
Yeah.
Oh, you talked to him? I don't like talking. Like, this one kid was, like, trying to... This one kid, every face-off, I was on the wing with him, and he'd be like, hey, how you doing? Hey.
Some guys don't want to talk.
He wasn't Peter. Do you realize like half the game, not half the game, but around, I was just standing next to that guy. Like,
yeah, I know.
Was
I know.
What was his name? Do you know?
I can't. It was like Dayton.
Dane. He's the D2 commit.
Yeah, I locked him up.
Yeah.
If you're watching this, I locked you, bro.
Dude,
okay,
I'm ready for round two if you're watching this.
He
said round. We're going at it. Round two. He said it before
we get. How many goals did he score?
Zero on me. I think he scored one on
man.
No,
he
scored
one
on man down.
That's who, like,
or
all
man
the fans
out
were cheering. Like, they were, like, chirping at him the most. And then he scored another.
That's gross,
fans.
Dude.
Got, like,
the whole game. Dude, yeah, he's probably
the
best player. I mean, once I was, like, on him, that was their offense. They were trying to get him inside.
Except they still scored 14 goals.
Yeah.
Well,
it was 14. Yeah. That's not much.
Three is nothing.
Yeah, that's not the problem.
Yeah.
It was like the Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
It was the Chicago Bears.
Three is impressively bad.
It was the Bears out there. That's
the Phillips.
That was still
the problem.
We just didn't
score
it all.
Like Sean Johnson's like Allen Robinson.
Beebe is like David Montgomery.
I'm basically Khalil. I'm Khalil Mack.
sometimes, like,
Trubisky.
No way. I'm Trubisky.
Peters, Cordero, Patterson.
Wait, so is Aaron Rodgers just, like, is he going or what? Like, what?
Well, yeah, have you guys talked about that? What have you guys been talking about?
NBA playoffs.
Yeah, NBA.
Who's the MVP?
I just bought a
Knicks
jersey.
If you
say
it's not Jokic,
yep.
You're an idiot.
I bought the Knicks jersey, bro.
Dude, that's my jersey.
Yeah. How would you not know that?
Yeah, exactly. No, I wore it.
I didn't know it. I'll wear what you wear.
We got two jerseys one year. One was a Knicks Porzingis, and then the other one was a Celtics Kyrie.
Wait, how much did you pay for that Knicks Porzingis one?
I got it.
I got it Roy on sale.
Yeah, it's probably what, $20?
Like 30.
Yeah. I mean, he's pretty good deal, kind of.
So, Mercer, are you going to be a Heat fan now?
Yeah, but the only one that they had was Kelly Olynyk, and I did not want to
Hey, Kelly's not
that
he's God, he's on the Rockets, I thought, now. Apparently, like, someone did some conversion, he's doing better than Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
So bad. Anthony Davis is
horrible
right now.
Yeah.
Rockets.
He's never been, like, a great player to me.
No, last year he was kind of balling.
He did have a good season.
He was kind of balling.
He's the guy, though.
No, okay. Well,
he might be the most overrated college player ever.
Okay.
And he was not that good.
There's a lot of
No. It's all potential. That's why he got drafted number one.
But Andrew Wiggins.
He was drafted number
one. He had good play.
Andrew Wiggins is huge.
Olynyk was like ninth.
No, I'm talking about Anthony Davis.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Olynyk.
Did
you bring food?
Why didn't you get us food?
I didn't get food.
Come on, asked you for food.
We called you. You said yes.
You don't even live here, bro. You can go home.
Okay, let's go.
I went to the
overview. We should do that.
Oh,
we got
it free?
Yeah, it's only today.
We're going right now.
We tore our, like, castle.
Oh, did you guys go to... Dude, yeah, Anna and Tommy got them. There's chocolate, strawberry,
and
plain, and lemon.
Oh,
so
give me some.
Okay, at least
half
they're
the
all
kind of,
like, stale,
yeah,
though.
Half the
they had to make them all
in
the morning,
strawberry and lemon,
so they're all
going
to be cold by now.
Where's the Christmas
tree?
They drove all the way to Seattle.
That's what I was thinking, North Lake.
I was like,
all right, let's just go buy donuts.
you probably save
more
money on gas if you bought them at
Christmas
tree.
That's what I'm saying.
And Top
Lodge.
No,
countryside. Countryside's good. We need to go half.
Countryside's good unless you get there at, like,
huh?
11.
We need to go to
half. They're all gone. All
that's true.
Gone.
It's like,
the ones
like,
there's always ones with, like, peanuts on them.
Who do you get for our senior assassin?
Oh.
I
don't
sign up for
you.
No, don't.
You, are you doing it?
Yeah,
we're on YouTube.
Huh?
We're on YouTube.
Cool. We are.
I want
to do that. I want to sign up for
it. Write it on your phone and show it.
You know, do it.
You guys can make it a 10-point game. Tomorrow,
if we maybe just
so
have some quality.
There's 34 followers. 34 followers. So I think
if,
yeah,
if we decide.
How do I sign up?
Headshots.
You just fill out the thing.
Without our best. Our,
did you get
one
your,
of our two of our best audience.
Dude, Tommy's. Tommy's.
But I can't get him. Yeah, I can't get him at track. So I don't know where.
Okay.
I'm
just
after,
Cole,
you can get her right afterwards though.
Yeah, that's true. I'll do it in the parking lot.
Tommy has, like, a bunch of Nerf guns, and he and his group are going to decal them.
He has a machine
gun. Yo, what gun are we getting? You want to get a gun?
I already have a bunch, bro.
But no, but those are old. You got to get, like, new ones.
No, you don't.
It's not worth it.
You're going to get a sniper.
Just 44 out.
Just
wait, will you do drive-by?
No, just after track practice, Cole just runs up on the
field. You know
get
Marcus
in on
it.
Get
Marcus
in on
it.
Dude, help you.
Cole, I hope you know who's headed up. Happy one.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's blood on your hands for supporting us.
Wait, so now we don't need to wear masks.
I know.
Wait, when?
I told Jasper that, and Jasper, we're in the middle class, and Jasper,
like, we don't need to wear masks. The CDC announced that fully vaccinated people do not need to wear masks indoors or socially distanced.
That's fire!
Me and Peter
I'm happy about that.
In what, like a week?
June 2nd, times 2 weeks.
Let's
go. 16th is when I'll
I'm fully vaccinated.
Dude, but the team I'm fully vaccinated today.
We're not recovering.
My brother's the only one that can't.
We're not going to recover.
Where did you go, Cole?
Mercer, did you watch his game?
Really?
You didn't watch
Johnson.
The game.
I got Johnson.
I had stuff.
We
I'm
watched
this game.
Now.
I watched it.
I'm
going
to do next week.
I'm going to do next week. I made it to your game. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's
do
some priorities.
I
come out
of
Mercer and then Miles.
And Mercer, come to the one tomorrow.
Okay.
At Wardenville.
Okay, I found this article, top 15 most anticipated games for the NFL season, because the schedule came out yesterday.
Yeah.
Number one.
The Jaguars, Bengals, or something like that.
Why would that be number one?
No.
Because they were hyping that one up so much.
No.
I'm thinking like,
Tom Brady,
it's
Buccaneers at the Patriots.
Yeah.
It's Tom Brady going,
going
to New England.
That's
Week
fair.
4, Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, that'll be pretty fun.
I want to kill
that's
him.
Definitely.
Mac Jones versus
Sunday Night will be good. That'll be good.
Number 2, they have the first game of the season. Dallas at Tampa Bay.
Oh,
Browns and Chiefs.
That's number 2?
That'll be good.
How
I think
that,
Tampa's going to
How is that?
Kill
what? How is
I'm
that?
I hope Dak plays.
How is
I'm excited for the Bears. Justin Fields, Bears Rams, Week 1.
I don't think Justin Fields will play Week 1.
I think
so sad.
Okay,
they're gonna lose two, and then they're gonna be like Matt Nagy's gonna be like save his job mode.
They sold Nick Foles.
I know.
They do?
Yeah.
$21 million.
Fields' IQ is insane though.
Yeah, he's the best draft pick ever.
130.
They have this one has number 2 is Packers Chiefs.
Okay.
Week 9.
Jordan Love versus Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, aren't the Browns...
Blake Bortles.
No, Blake Bortles.
Whoever Patrick Mahomes' backup is.
What?
Oh, wait.
Steelers-Browns.
That's
got to
be one of them.
They played twice.
They had Bucks-Bills, Week 14.
All right, what are our most anticipated college matchups?
I don't know.
UCF-Boise.
Yeah.
Big one.
Oh, is that actually happening?
Yeah,
you're not a UCF fan.
Yeah,
right?
You're not
a
UCF fan.
I'll be that guy.
Oh, can you drive?
I'll be there for Miami.
Is that?
I think it's in Boise this year.
I think it is in Boise this year.
Are you
going to
go?
Next year.
Probably, yeah. Are you going to go?
I'll go to the next one.
Who does Idaho play this year? They got any tough games?
They have a guy that was an SCS All-American.
Yeah.
He started both.
He was an offensive guard and a defensive guard.
He went undrafted. He actually played safety in offensive guard.
He might get drafted.
He went to a training camp.
He might get picked up by a team and then cut after a week, all right?
That's fine.
I follow him on Instagram and he was like, dude, does anybody know how to braid hair in Moscow?
Who?
He plays linebacker and he's a running back.
They're like Shaq Thompson.
He plays both ways.
But worse, yeah.
Miami plays Alabama this year.
No. He played both ways in one game.
It's like Jabril
Pepper.
Yeah, it's
like Jabril Pepper.
Jack Thompson.
Dude, Adoree Jackson and
Alabama's playing. Yeah, Alabama's
week
playing
one, week one, Georgia Clemson.
Ooh,
that's a
great
game.
DJ
Uyagalelei.
No, Miami is playing.
Who's
is playing?
Is JT?
Someone spelled blowout. Starts with a U and ends with an I.
What?
University of Miami. They're gonna get blown out by Alabama.
That's true. Sorry.
Hey, it's okay. You can't book come without UM.
What?
UM, but I don't go to UM.
Yeah. Okay.
They have number 2 is Miami, Alabama.
That's
a great game.
It's probably going to be like 40, my guess, 40. You
no,
put
it
this
will
on
not.
Merchant,
yes,
people have
Wisconsin,
43,
Wisconsin,
13.
Northern
you know what, it'll just be like a
25-point
game. Miami's lost 2 D-liners.
Miami will score first.
No, they lost 3.
Oh, yeah.
Miami
but
scored
two
first.
Won the first draft round,
Mercer
so.
Texts everyone he knows that Miami's going to kill Alabama.
Yeah.
Alabama puts up 40 unanswered after
that.
Hey,
Martell.
Hey, Martell.
I think it was like Mississippi State.
Hey, Martell.
He's gone.
He's
just
gone. Oh, is he? Where is he?
I think he's just nowhere.
Hey, Martell's just dead.
He's probably the most.
What? There's like, they already have like Derek King.
Last
he's got like another 4-star. There's no way Kate Martell plays a single snap this season.
Dude, you know
he's not on Miami.
I know. He transferred again.
Where
else is Zach Collins went to Bishop Gorman?
He's like 1 year left.
Really?
Zach Collins?
Really?
You know Bishop Gorman? You know they got uniforms that they have 2,000 combinations of different.
I'm not surprised.
16 jerseys, 8 pants, and 8 different helmets.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Wisconsin Notre Dame at Soldier Field.
Soldier
Field.
Soldier Field.
That is a good
one. It's
going
to be so low scoring.
There's going to be like
Georgia Dome.
There's going to be like 500 yards rushing recorded in that.
Oregon Ohio State.
That'll be a good
game.
No,
that's. I think that'll be.
Okay. I think that'll be a good game. Kayvon Thibodeau.
Kayvon Thibodeau. It's Thibodeau.
You don't like
him to Oregon quarterback.
Might be Millen this year, actually.
Millen
transferred. Did he really?
So did Tyler Shlough.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Yeah. Oh, then I don't really know.
What's another non-conference game?
Where's
North Carolina and Notre Dame.
Where's
Carolina?
Yeah.
Peter's a big North Carolina guy.
You
a
Sam Howell guy?
Yeah.
I do like Sam Howell.
Oh, dude. Peter bet me that Ian Book would get drafted this year.
Yeah.
And he did. He did. In the fourth round, too. Fifth round.
And then two is
Rattler.
Oh,
the real question for us is who's going to win the NCAA lacrosse championship. Brock Purdy.
Yeah, he's good.
Look, dude, who's winning the NCAA lacrosse championship?
Oh, this is
Liberty.
Washington and Michigan are fighting.
Oh, that's going to be, that's like the, like,
Washington,
underachieving.
Do you think
Hero's
going to start?
Wow.
No.
Auburn, Penn State, that's a good
game. We worked through like 3 picks.
They have Oregon has a senior named Anthony Brown will probably
be
starting.
I think Dylan Morris is
they have 2 freshmen.
God,
I don't know.
To me, Dylan Morris is kind of boring.
We could be looking at the new UW pass guards leader, Dylan Morris. We all know what we're at. Jacob's going to go crazy. Jacob did? Yeah. Do you think Jacob's going to start?
I think he probably will. I feel like he could throw for a lot of yards in that.
Yeah.
But I don't know, because they have that other guy.
I'm pretty sure Buki got hurt.
Asa, whatever his name is. Maybe he did. He plays like an idiot, though. Like, he's a great athlete and just, like, a great player, but he plays like an idiot.
Who?
He
can't be a
good
player.
He's got, like, 6 ejections. Like, he just tackles his head. He used to play for Oklahoma. Number 44.
The backer?
What about Stoutsky?
He's a slot corner. Or a slot, I mean, Sam. Like, he's not a Sam. He's a slot corner.
Wait, does anybody know where Tuff Foreman got drafted?
Yeah. So I don't know what he's
doing. What about Stoutsky?
He seems like a
third
linebacker.
What about Stoutsky?
Stoutsky?
Stoutsky.
My guy.
Yeah, is he your Stoutsky?
So maybe he'll play
like
a senior
year.
Without,
Minnesota Vikings. Minnesota Vikings.
I don't know, it looks like he's a Minnesota man. How do you spell his name? James. I was just looking up this person. He's a big, dude. Yeah, big neck. I don't think he's on a team.
God. How?
What's that? Dude, he got ejected.
What about Nolan Turner?
That's all he'll be known for ever.
Nolan Turner.
Did he get on a team?
He's on draft. He was on draft. Oh, he went on draft. Yeah, because he got like a team. I mean, obviously, he's going to be a first round pick. I did not say it. It's like, dude, we were not talking about Skalski. This is like 2 years ago. This is like draft. This last week. After the draft. Look at this. Watch this. Padre.
Why?
Imagine getting put to sleep that easily. He's going to be in jail.
Oh, Reed, did you hear about Bryce's dad before the game? He was talking to my dad, and he just fell down the bleachers.
Oh,
yeah.
A-Rod just bought
he's
the Timberwolves.
Like, he's super bad shape.
He's about to.
I know, yeah. He was talking after the game, like, a billion.
Yeah.
He's like, good job. I was like, hey, man, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
He's going to get some gasoline. He had a bunch of jugs for him.
No, you can't do that. Mm-hmm. You can't take another man's spit cup. That's nasty.
What are you gonna do? Take it back in your mouth? Are you gonna drink it out?
No, but he spit into it, and then the seed came flying up. Like, that's a little
different.
I got a very forceful spit.
Colts
like
just good, dude. I think
like
our dad is like low. Such a good. He spits so far.
Roger.
Yeah.
Flex.
Good spit.
Nice.
Good spit. Good flex, bro.
Sick.
I saw this one. Listen to this. The most in-demand games based on average ticket price. The average ticket price for the Bucks-Patriots game?
$1,300.
What?
Yeah. Oh, wait, even think about this. It's like some of those fan bases, like, they like it's a bunch of in-season tickets, so, like, all the tickets that are being sold are just tickets. That's like 5% of the tickets. Like, in Denver, 95% of the tickets are season ticket holders. So 5% of the tickets are
almost
too expensive.
That's almost
crazy.
It's
impossible.
It's almost
like unless you know someone who has season tickets. 95%? Yeah, 95%.
Wow. It's like the Seahawks.
That's crazy.
The Seahawks is a lot. You can't buy tickets for the Seahawks.
It stays in the family. Everybody has to way long ago, and then they just keep getting tickets. So you have to know someone to go to a Broncos game.
Yeah.
Well, that's true, but the Broncos suck.
Yeah, who would buy that?
I would not want to go to the Broncos. Right now, I mean... Back when that Manning.
But, like, Drew Locke, end of the season last year.
Drew Locke's not going to start this year.
He probably isn't.
Unless Aaron Rodgers gets.
Teddy
Bridgewater. I don't think they're going to get him.
They're wrong with Teddy this year.
Trade Teddy Bridgewater and Jerry Jeudy for Aaron Rodgers.
Jerry Jeudy's filthy. They don't have enough time to get him the ball.
No, they're all on his. It's improving.
All right, I have a question. I saw this question today.
Wait, hold on. The next... The next five games with the most highest ticket prices are all at Raiders games.
Really?
Whoa.
Everyone wants to go to Vegas. Yeah.
Okay. Ravens, Raiders, Chiefs, Raiders, Eagles, Raiders, Bears, Raiders, Dolphins, Raiders. Those are the next ones.
The Chiefs one makes sense because, like, they're right there.
My question was, would you take Waddle or Ja'Marr Chase in fantasy? Who do you think goes off the board first?
I like Waddle 100 times more.
No, I like Chase.
I'm not talking. I'm talking fantasy because Burrow's probably not going to start the season, right?
Yeah,
I think
he will. Yeah. I don't think. Actually, I think Chase will be like
two
the case with like Justin
either.
Jefferson, where like they do have a terrible season, but he's going to put up fantasy points.
I just think
Tua can't throw.
Yeah, and like Ja'Marr Chase is going to be more productive too.
But now Tua has a full lineup.
Did I tell you about my...
If Tua doesn't have a good year this year, he's not going to be a quarterback for the Dolphins.
Yeah.
This is his year.
He has
everything
four,
he needs.
Five
he's
guys,
a good
guys,
defender.
Right.
Good
he has a good lineup. Then doesn't that mean Waddle will get less points? Because he can just pass it.
Sure,
did I tell you about my coworker's dynasty team? So he plays in this dynasty league. It's been going for 6 years. It's $1,000 buy-in per year. And he won it last year, so he won $10,000. He has – this is his goal. His team is – it's a super flex. And then two other flex. So he has Josh Allen as his quarterback. DeAndre Swift, David Montgomery, J.K. Dobbins, and Clyde Edwards-Helaire as running backs. His other – that's really good young running backs.
Like Montgomery?
Montgomery was the
that
third
that
best
running
back.
Yeah, but
he's
not going to be good next year.
He had the third
– what round did he take?
It's been going for 6 years. His two other wide receivers are Devontae Adams and Justin Jefferson. And then his other quarterback is Cam Newton. And he has the second pick in the rookie draft and the fifth pick in the rookie draft.
See, at that point, if I'm the other guys in the league, I'm like, I'm not playing this year.
Yeah, but it's $1,000 buy-in.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's why I'm not going to do a dynasty with you, because you're just going to quit.
Yeah, you have to do like 50 or 100 or something.
But he said he has the second pick in the rookie draft and the fifth pick.
Who's he going
to
take?
He wants to take, he says number one's going to be Trevor Lawrence.
Really?
Yeah.
How super flex?
It's super flex.
Najee then?
I don't know. He said he's debating between Lance and Fields.
Oh, super flex.
And then he's either going to take Ja'Marr Chase, Kyle Pitts, or Najee with the fifth pick.
I think you can take Najee.
I would not take Kyle Pitts.
I would not take Kyle Pitts. He doesn't really need Najee.
That's what I'm saying. I think he can take him later if he's still there.
Oh, yeah.
Kyle Pitts is nice, but he's still a Falcon.
He's not going to get any fantasy points.
Yeah.
Like, I think he'll be good.
No, I think he'll be a great player. I just think him starting out with Dawkins is not good for him.
Yes, yeah, they have Julio. I mean, I bet Julio might be moved before.
Yeah,
they still have Hayden Hurst.
Yeah, I think they should. I think.
Yeah.
He's not
going to
start.
But. I mean, he was a backup to Mark Andrews, and he still was a good player.
Yeah.
That's what, I mean, I like Calvin, but I thought it would benefit the Falcons more if they traded back.
Yeah.
Got more good. Because, like, they don't really need
a
weapon on
have,
offense.
Yeah, it's always that.
Well, apparently they, like, are really sticky with their draft picks, and they're asking for, like, a buttload for a team to move.
What they're probably going to do, too, is they're like, okay, we'll play you at tight end. When you really should be a wide receiver.
Who?
Yeah.
Kyle Pitts.
No, he's a tight end.
You played a lot in the squad.
I know he did. But I'm saying.
Jimmy Graham
played a lot wide,
Jimmy
too.
Graham.
Yeah, Jimmy Graham just played a receiver.
Where's the tight end?
With the same two receivers. Receiver. You want to be...
He's not as big as other NFL tight ends.
You can be a tight end.
Kyle Pitts? Kyle Pitts is like 6'6".
He's
too
big. He's not
big.
He's tall.
He's 240
pounds. But he's tall. He's
yeah. 6'6", 240 is not... That's like LeBron.
That's huge.
That big. But that's like lanky. That doesn't mean he's like like massive.
I know what Mercer's saying. He's not like a big guy.
He's not
going to
push
like
around. He's not going to push around Aaron Donald.
He's not going to have the block Aaron Donald.
Well, I'm saying he's not going to push around like NFL D linemen.
Well, he's not
going to.
They're not going to use him to block.
Kelce's 6'5", 260.
He's not a blocking guy.
One thing is, that's what I'm saying. So they're going to do that, and they're not going to give him space. Because they have Todd Gurley, so they're going to try to run Todd Gurley.
They
don't have Mike Davis.
They do not have Todd Gurley.
Oh, they don't have him anymore?
Yeah,
actually, they have Cordero.
Wait, Mike Davis got traded then?
They got Cordell Bowden.
Mike Davis actually saved my fantasy team.
They, like, welcomed him to the Falcons, and it was, like, right after Part of My Take came out with all the edits with them as, like, fat people. And, like, Cordell Patterson's picture is, like,
oh,
so fat. I was like, I wanted to send it to them. It's so bad. His head is like, look at this.
He's on
the Falcons.
That's such a weird fit.
Dude, he does everything.
He's going to be the running back.
He used to be electric, man.
You pick Cordell Patterson, yeah.
Loves Cordell Patterson.
I'm
known
about him.
It's
the same
point.
He's good
on the Vikings.
No.
No,
he's fun
on
the Vikings.
It was like,
he's a receiver.
Oh,
I think I thought
it was
Patterson.
Yeah, he was.
He's the guy who dropped the touchdown pass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, not Anthony Miller. Not going to movie. It might be Anthony Miller.
No, it was.
I don't know any of the Bears wide receivers.
Allen Robinson.
They're so bad.
Darnell Mooney.
It wasn't
so
bad. How do we think Tim Tebow is going to do in Jacksonville?
None. He's going to get cut.
I love that that takes so many people off.
Yeah,
it's just like, dude, it's like good for him, first off, and it's a one-year deal. Like,
it's
he's
like
not
it's one
like,
year
no,
one
he
didn't
bill.
Even get signed, though.
He's not really getting paid that much. Like,
and he's not, like, he probably isn't going to play.
He's literally not going to make the team.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be back to squad.
No, I think he's going to make it if they're starting.
Imagine he played in the fantasy.
No, I think he'll be a backup tight end. Maybe he's a good athlete.
No,
like,
imagine this Johnny Manziel.
One of that
Florida.
Johnny Manziel.
No,
he
was good with
an insane sporting cast.
Do you think Tebow will catch one touchdown this year?
No.
I think he'll be a red zone package.
I
think yes, he will. I think he'll be a red zone package.
I don't even know if he makes the team.
He'll come
if he makes the team,
would you
say?
Would you take 4-1 odds that he catches a touchdown right now?
No.
Would you take that back into?
4-1?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I bet. 4-1, I'd take those odds.
Really?
Yes. I'd put 50 on them. Maybe quick 200.
You would not put 50 on Tebow catching.
Yes, I would. In the red zone?
He
put two tight ends in a package. He's catching a pass. Why pop? Throw it to Tebow.
They have no other tight end.
The Seahawks signed Marshawn a while ago, and he, like, $3.
Think about what other wide receivers they have.
Dude, you know he had 50 rushing touchdowns in college?
Yes.
He had 50.
He also played for one of the most stacked teams ever, though.
Yeah.
He's the best player.
He broke Herschel Walker's record for most rushing touchdowns.
Aaron Hernandez was good.
In a college football career.
Hey,
he was a real killer.
On or off the field. Good one. Because he killed that person.
That's just the
meme.
Well,
allegedly. He's dead. He's not alive anymore, Reed.
I mean,
not one for conspiracy theories, but
he's
so
very dead.
Over under touchdowns for Tim Tebow at 0.05. So
I actually bet on
one
this.
Is
on
plus 500.
Oh,
and then under is minus 770.
Where is this? Wait, I gotta find this prop.
For a touchdown this year?
Yeah.
And
for one touchdown.
Like throwing, rushing,
catching.
I think if you make
comeback
roster,
player of the year,
you can almost guarantee.
Where is
it?
I'm gonna find this bet. I'm actually gonna put money on that.
No, you're not.
$1
to 500 plus 500.
So what does that mean?
That means I make $5 off of $1. So if I bet like $5, I make $25.
Are you gonna bet $5?
Yeah, that's just like common sense. I'll bet. I'm probably gonna bet $10.
Common sense.
There's no way he catches a touchdown.
I don't think he does.
There's no shot.
Yeah. He may make a touchdown.
I don't know if he catches a pass this year.
There's no way he
makes the team. I don't think he makes the team.
Yeah, I don't think he makes the team.
Hey, I think there's a chance.
You gotta think, you're still $5 that
same.
I think Jacksonville is Tebow's town now.
You kind of have to take that into
quarterback.
Account.
Gainesville and Jacksonville are very close to each other.
You have to take that into account. Like, this is like the worst.
Who do you think is off on the team now? Who do you think gives the pregame speech?
Minshew or Tebow?
They actually have a decent running. They have Etienne and...
That was the worst pick.
That's what I'm saying.
That was such
a bad pick. Well, it was bad when
they should put him on defense.
Who
do
you
think gives the pregame speech? Tebow or Minshew?
Lawrence.
Nah.
Both of those guys are not making the
roster. I'll give you a third option. Jake Luton.
I love Jake. I know his younger brother.
Oh, really?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah,
Jake Luton, he goes to...
I didn't know that.
Arizona.
Never talked about this before.
No, he...
Oh,
well,
yeah.
I brought it up. I've actually met Jake Luton. I met Jake Luton. His younger brother is Jace Luton. They look the exact same.
Uh-huh.
They are
why
the
exact same.
He's he's a year younger than me. He starts for them, though. He starts
for Marysville Pilcher.
Or Getchell.
He's a pretty cool guy.
He's a nice guy. I went to a camp with him. That's how I know him. And there's like forest, and he...
Do you have a nice house?
He screwed his girlfriend in the forest. At that camp. So.
We got a lot of information.
Oh, wait. I guess we're...
You can get Jake Luton on the pod.
I think I can work that out.
Yeah.
I don't think I can work that out. He's from, so they're from that area. Like,
I know.
Yeah.
Mercer, I know.
I'll DM his brother. Kind of weird. Like,
dude, you should get.
They're always down there. His brother, they're always down there, though. They're not. They're never here. They're always
Jake Browning on?
Yeah.
He's on the Vikings practice squad still.
Jake Brown?
Yeah.
I think it's just they forgot to erase his name from the roster. I think that's what happened.
He was a good college quarterback.
Dude, Chino was telling me that all the football coaches
have
Miles here.
He had a good defense, and he barely scored in every game that he played.
He threw a pick, like, every game.
Yeah.
Coach Chino was telling me that all the football coaches are in a watch party for Kelnick's debut today.
For who?
For who?
I know. Kelnick. Jared Kelnick for the Mariners.
Logan Gilbert.
Are you guys going to the lifting?
I was going to go, but...
Are you going?
I didn't go today. I was playing the last two, though.
Yeah.
Mm. Apparently, you guys are both uncommitted.
Buddy, my...
A game.
Yeah.
Back in my day, lifting in the morning, track packs in
the evening.
Yeah,
track
packs
get done at 4:30. They got
done
at 10:30.
You cannot get a track.
No, they used to, like Caleb, and then so you get an excuse to not go into lifting. And then we tested their pH, and they said it was because they were going to lifting, even though they didn't go to lifting. And it was just like, all right, we get it. You guys
Dude,
are like not
Mason was line. My Mason was my sub today from that.
Mason McKinney.
Yeah.
Yeah, this new Pac-12 commissioner. New Pac-12 commissioner just said playoff expansion could be in place as early as June announcement for college football. I wrote that a couple weeks ago, but it's astounding to hear the commissioner say it out loud. And then our athletic director tweeted an eyeball emoji at it.
That's pretty cool.
It's just the only thing it's threatening to is like bigger conferences like that.
All
right, I'm turning this off.
Wow. It's like those conferences because it's like A, it takes money away from them, and B, it gets more legitimacy for other teams. Yeah, do you know how much money goes in the SEC?
They still make more money from it, though.
Yeah. I think they would, but I think it's, they, they're